Last night, I thought about my mother's voyage to America, what she faced by herself, saying goodbye to all the relatives at the Zurich train station, accepting prettily wrapped boxes of chocolate from everyone and given to me to carry safely on the train in a sack, heavy for a six-year-old. Left behind on the train, how awful. Did my brother make it up, or did this happen? That Nazi soldiers walked through the train questioning everyone. The conductor vouched for my mother, having met her regularly on the commuter train in Zurich. I remember how scratchy the blanket was in the sleeping car. That's all. Waiting in Genoa for a boat to arrive, our names on the manifest with an H for Hebrew, I found out later. I looked out the window from the top floor of the hotel and saw, we thought, Japanese soldiers lined up in formation 10 days before Italy entered the war. My mother did not unclothe her fear to us. We found our cabin already occupied by two women and a baby. We settled in somehow, lugging the big blue trunk, which stood upright and open sideways. Safely inside our cabin on the SS Manhattan, I was delighted by the new taste of apple pie a la mode and playing shuffleboard on the tilting ship. We lined up alphabetically at the pier under the letter M for May, with a couple named Muller, who became our friends and gave each of us a beautiful book every Christmas. Finally, cousins Fred and Irene Kahn found us. She, already American, wearing a red hat, red shoes, red pocketbook, opened our eyes wide. Mudlin, you have to have coils. All the girls in America have coils. We repeated her words for years, silly with laughter.